For MS, I shouldn't be here, being last bitten on girdle. Not Roy for such a thing. Even as a Talmud, Yeshiva, there were others who were Talmidim for much longer than I was. I was eager to learn the Rebbe Shir for 2 years, but nevertheless the connection goes so deep and the loss is so painful. The Shuster Rabbonim, Dayonim, Rebbeim, Choshev Tzibur. I feel myself totally inadequate to even attempt to convey the godless of my Rebbe, Hagon V'Moshe Tversky, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Livracha, Hashem Yimkom Domei. None of us knew more than a fraction of what he was, even a fraction of what he was. Already 20 years ago, when I was in Yeshiva, we realized he was a Sulam Mutzav Altsa, Roshe Magia Hashamayma. And since that time, when I was there, learning by him, 2 decades have passed. 2 decades of his pure Avodas Hashem. However great he was at the time when we learned by him in the Shia, he was much, much more by the time his neshama was so tragically taken from us. However, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us not to be misatzah behespedish al chochum. Mustn't be lazy, mustn't sit back when it comes to the hesped and talmud chochum, because people have what to learn from it. I therefore decided, with the encouragement of my Rebbeim, to share a glimpse of some of what we saw, what we gleaned, what we took from our Rebbe. What I'm going to say today is some of my own Eidos of Avad Rebbeim, Eidos of Chavirim in Eretz Yisrael in America, with whom I've spoken over the last few days since this terrible massacre occurred. Many of the Maspidim have testified as to Rebbe's vast knowledge of Shas, Rishonim, Achronim, Poiskim, was a Boki in Sifri Avoida, Sifri Chasidus. Whatever we asked him, he knew the answer, he knew it thoroughly, in depth, in breadth. It was there. Rebbe learned for many years, many, many years, by his Zayda, Yoshebet Soloveitchik, Zaychot Zadik Dibrochel. And from Echel Shochin, said by Levaya, I think, of in Hesped, that his Zayda said about Moiva Rebbe, he doubts there was a bigger masmid than him since the Shagas Aryeh. He simply learned and he learned and he learned. His son said over, he never even came into their apartment when he came back home from learning, wherever he was, he never came into their apartment in Hanof without sitting down to learn first. Whatever, hungry, not hungry, whatever, he came in, he sat down to learn, he opened the Gemara, whatever was happening. He valid every single minute. He slept only a few hours every night. I heard something like 3.5 hours a night. And I remember once he suggested to me to undertake a particular limud at the time. I said to him, my day is so full already, how am I going to fit it in? He said, steal time, take time from somewhere, just do it. He valued time so much. But once it happened, I was in yeshiva, I needed to go to Hanof to pick up something that somebody had dropped there for me, at a cousin of mine. I was a young bocher at that time, I'm familiar with Yerushalayim, I'd just come to yeshiva. So I asked, in my simplicity, I asked the Rebbe, which bus do I take from yeshiva to Hanof? I knew he lived in Hanof. So he said to me, why do you need to know? So I said, I need to go after Seder at the end of the day to go and pick something up. So he said, come, I'll take you. So I assumed he was on his way back to Hanof. He'll drop me there and I'll take the bus back, no problem. So I took the ride, I took the lift. So when we arrived in Hanof, I said, thank you, Shkoyach, Rebbe. I think I'll see him tomorrow, back in Shir, back in Seder. No, he says to me, run inside, get what you need, I'm taking you back to yeshiva. You don't need to waste time going on the bus. That was Rebbe. Every moment for him was precious. But for a Talmud, it was more important for him to use his time to save me from going on the bus late at night, with all the things involved in that. We've already heard Rebbe was makpid b'mekayim mitzvos arba minim many times over on Sukkos, in order to be out as many hidurim as possible. His son related, as we heard already, once in the morning of Sukkos, they walked from Hanof to Ezra's Torah, quite a long walk, in order to go to Bench Lulav in somebody's house on a few sets of Arba Minim. I think they left at 3:30 in the morning. On the way back, as they entered Hanof, they saw people going to shul. And he said to his son, just because we walked all the way to Ezra's Torah to Sheikh the Lulav so many times, don't think we're better than anyone else. Everyone has to do their avoida. We're doing our avoida. They're doing theirs. He wanted to make sure to instill within his children the chinuch, that his children shouldn't absorb any message that because I'm more medaktik, I do something, I'm better than someone else. No, each person should do their avoida. Another Talmud said, Achove, Mattisfeld said, Mattisfeld, Shlita, said over, that he came over once with a shayla and hilchus brochus to his house. He needed some mazonis or something or other to make a brocha achroina without a sofik. So Rebbe went into the kitchen to try and find some mazoina, some cake or something. After a while, the Talmud heard all sorts of noises, pots and pans. Anyway, a few minutes later, Rebbe comes out from the kitchen with a bowl of spaghetti, with a bowl of pasta. He cooked it for the Talmud because he wasn't able to find any prepared mazoina, any cake, any biscuits. He gave him, he made him, cooked him a bowl of pasta. I remember one time somebody said something in the shir that Rebbe didn't like. He told him in the shir he didn't like what he said. The end of the shir, he asked Mechida Barabim from the Talmud, just in case his words had been strong, so strong that embarrassed the Talmud. They weren't, but he was worried there was a shemet of being mevayish a Talmud. He didn't have a problem to go to a makolet, to go and pick up a bottle of Coke on a hot, sweltering day till we could sit in the shir and have something to drink. Didn't bother him at all. Rebbe's Dikduk and Halacha, there are some people who take on chumras, Hidurim, for all kinds of different reasons. Some people it comes from a natural nervousness. Sometimes it's from peer pressure. Sometimes it's from gaiva. Rebbe was not only medaktik kuchot ha-saira in every halacha, but he strove to be makai many, many hidurim and chumras. We don't know the extent of what he did. But it didn't stem from nervousness. It didn't stem from pressure, from gaiva, or from being a fanatic or anything. It wasn't any of that. It stemmed from his pure yiras shamayim, as a pure, unadulterated desire to be makai in the rotzen ha-boyrei in the optimum way. He owned a few pairs of tefillin, each one following different shittas, this shitta, that day, this day. He was wearing one of these pairs of tefillin. He returned his neshama, hatahoyra, to Hashem. Although Rabbi was machmir on himself, he wouldn't do this if this put any kind of pressure on anybody else. Many people are makpid, to sell to kasha their own chickens, not to be somech on others. Apparently Rebbe also would have done so. But it was too difficult. It was too difficult for the Rebbetzin to manage. So they brought kasher chickens already. He wanted a chumrah, but it couldn't be there something that could put pressure on somebody else. Rebbe was always looking for new things to work on. He was mevatel himself to his Rebbes. And even though he was a tremendous Oved Hashem in his own right, he walked a long distance, I think every Shabbos or very, very often, to the Shmuzan of Tzvi Meir Zilberberg, because he felt he had what to learn from him. He learned Kabbalah with the Greiser Rebbe. He told us, or others told us, with his Rebbetzin's encouragement, I think it was before he became a Rebbe in Yeshiva, he travelled once or more than once to Manchester to spend Elul and Yom HaNoraim by the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva Rav Segel Tzatzal. He slept in the yeshiva dorm at that time. He was a married man with a family, and he left his family with the encouragement of his wife, with the Rebbetzin, to go and sleep in the yeshiva dorm in Manchester Yeshiva. There wasn't many people there at that time. So he could be close to Manchester Rosh Yeshiva and see his hanhogas and grow from him. To observe the pure avodas Hashem of the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva at Zal. The Rebbetzin described how he came home from that time in Manchester with a ruchnistic elation. Rebbe's Yediyah Satoira, during the years when I learned in Rebbe's Shir, my Chavrusa, Rebbe Kiva Bergman, and I used to chaz a Shir during night Seder, wrote up every Shir. A few days ago, after Rebbe was taken from us, and I looked through the notes that we'd written up, every major Rishon on the Sugya, Rebbe guided us through, analyzing, sifting, being Choyke V'Dorish, every Prat. He took us through the Rashi, and the Tosis, and the Rambam, and the Raivad, the Rimigash, and the Rif, and the Ran, and the Ritva. And the Chidushim from the Alta Zeda, Rav Chaim Briska, Rav Kiva Eger, his Zeda of Yosha Be'er, the Stipler, Chazan Ish, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rebbe knew it all, he was everywhere, and he shared it with us. He showed us how to be Madaik, the Lashonis of the Rishonim, every word, every letter, every Rambam was dissected, this Mahalach, that Mahalach, until the Sugya became clear. Rebbe gave us She'ifus in Avodas Hashem. We saw his hasmoda, his dikduk halacha, his chesed to everyone. Everyone felt like a ben yochid. And although he was generally serious and reserved, When it came to things that mattered, he broke out of this reservedness, this huge smile that greeted us when we returned from Rabbeinu Zmanim, or if we came back to Yeshiva after we left Yeshiva and came back to visit. His huge smile, he greeted us like a Ben Yochid. If we needed to talk, he was there for us. If he needed to give us musa, he did it. If he needed to go show us his lavos for a mitzvah, he showed it. His excitement when sharing a new chiddush, a new havon in a sugya, a ha'or in avodas Hashem, or his elation at the approach of each Yom Tov, we saw it and we felt it and we lived it. We heard already, relatively recently, he decided to work with the Midas HaChesed, deliver packages for families, Arab Shabbos, meals. Rebbe and the other Kedoshim were taken from this world in the most horrific of circumstances. Rebbe once said in Shir, and I heard the Shir again, those who are goy medas, limsoi nafsho makidosh Hashem, they suffer no pain when being moisa nefesh to do so. They don't suffer any pain. Rebbe, we have no doubt that you suffered no pain. The pain is with us and the Talmidim who realize what the world has lost. And we cry for the loss of your Torah, your Avodah, and for the fact that this world wasn't zeicha to have you here any longer. But we know you're now learning Torah in Yeshiva Shamalo, the Heilig Zaydis, with the Goyim and Sadiqim from Aladoris. We have no comprehension of Hashem's cheshbonus, why it had to be like this. It's a gezeira min shemayim, we have to be mekabel. Rabbi lived his life as a kodesh v'toho, and Rabbi's life came to end as a kodesh v'toho. Rabbi, please be made it to Yoshe for all of us, your Talmidim, Yeshiva, and the whole world of Klal Yisrael, to bring an end to all the tzoros and to bring all the issues that Klal Yisrael needs. So the next piece of news that we wake up to hear will be Moshiach has come and the Geula has finally arrived after so long and so much time. Hofachta misvidi l'mocha ili pitachta saki pat hazei nisimcho. Bira amobis v'netzach v'mocha Hashem nekim dimo. Mi'al kol ponim. Noim ha'amein. Amen.